Artwork Newspaper Issue 234. Winter 2024-2025. Title: It's All in the Family Down in Wooler. Caption: The Northumberland Connections of the Mixed Media Exhibition on a GALLEY at number 6 in Wooler are mainly family ones. The extended one of artwork writer Nick Jones AMD, his wife Anna. Picture: knitted hats and handspun, naturally dyed wool by Anna Balfour. Is talent inheritable? Cesar Lombroso thought perhaps. In The Man of Genius, he cites Francis Galton, the founder of British eugenics, who calculated a ratio of 250 geniuses to every million in a population. He considers the phenomenon of the Batch family, Aristophanes' two comedic sons, Dumas' pair and Phil's. Yet other examples make the contrary case. Rembrandt's son Titus abandoned painting. Walter Scott's son boasted he'd never opened a book, and Mozart's offspring claimed the tinkling of money was the only music he enjoyed. Artistic talent is inherited, Lombroso concludes, except when it isn't. A student of the question would do well to visit Northumbrian Connections at Gallery at number 6 in Wooler, or go to the website after it closes on November 16th. The seven exhibitors are three generations of the one family. The family in question is the Genises, with extended branches and alliances. Picture: work by Nick Jones. The organizing factor is Nick Jones, a contributor to this very paper, who categorizes his clan into young ones, the middle, and the ancients. He is one of the ancients, along with his wife, Anna Balfour, and sister Meredith Ramsbotham. Nick and Anna's two children, Harvest Rose and Kitty, make up the middle, with the youth being Harvest Rose's children, Brown and Poppy. Picture: Brown Harris Jones photos on the far left, Meredith Ramsbotham paintings left and right of window, Harvest Rose felt making on far right. I have known the family for over two decades and first visited the watermill exactly 20 years ago. The watermill was a kind of Jones gesamt kunstwerk, a beacon of warm pink and brilliant blue blazing against the dun and green of rural Cumbria. Churning at its center was one of the few working watermills left in the UK, and a roundabout's world of Jones escapade of bread baking, art making, wordsmithing, type printing, goat milking, food fabrication, and so on and so much more. The watermill has since been passed into other hands, but the family's activities have not ceased, as the Wooler Show shows. The youngest represented is Poppy Harris Jones, who has just left school and paints a reclining cat against long planes of milky blue. The feline is fluffy, languorous and faintly sullen. Very cat-like. Her brother, Ran, is a cheerful railway zealot and has learned the craft of photography to record choice trains. His photographs zoom up to a breath away from their subject, a fish gobbling puffin, a sprinting hare, and their motion is captured with incredible crispness. Their mother, Harvest Rose, shows densely colored felts, like slabs of gemstone into which, somehow, has seeped the image of a bird. You might be familiar with Kitty's seascapes, her monotypes of fanged rock, raucous with bird life. She is well known as an artist in Scotland. She rolls ink in great crags of color, mixed, always, to a shade slightly beyond the expected. Her work in the show has an uncharacteristically limited palette. Tumbling perspectives of rain, dark cliff and expanses of glorious green gold. Kitty's aunt, Meredith Ramsbotham, also shows shorelines, though of a very different variety. These are vast sweeps of sea, smooth against flat sand, seen from odd high angles. There are interiors too, windows, oblique along corridors, whose panes are hazy and opaque. Her palette is chalky white, salmon and grey. Compare with Nick's quayside scenes and window side ledges. These pictures brim with boats or odd containers, an elegant spindly line loops over the white page, circling areas washed in summery blue or raspberry. And finally, Anna, her clothes are a joy. Woolen wear, coiled like pots. What if they were the national dress for a whole civilization? They would be a rugged people, possibly living in boroughs like Scarabray or the Shire, and their homes would be banded with dusky pink, tangerine and brilliant azure. They would be obsessed with color, they would be very snug, and very happy. But what does it all tell us about that question then? Does talent run in the blood? You can certainly track resemblances between the artist and the show. Waterfronts, birds, a sensitivity to color, an affinity to particular forms. Though it is as possible that certain families sprout artists, because they cultivate their children in the right conditions, aka the watermill, they are exposed to culture, and nourished with encouragement. yet that approach too is mysterious. As Lombroso shows us, as hard as he tries, there is no predicting how humans cast off into the world. As good a comparison as any might be with dialogue, each generation is a response to the one before. Artistic offspring might sometimes agree with their parents, a stylistic touch, or a choice of arranging perspective. Sometimes they might rail against the previous generation, turn everything their parents did for upside down. Alternatively, they might consciously ignore them. One thing is certain, they are always aware of the past. They are always part of the conversation. It's interesting how the humanist approach of appreciation via artistic individuality is actually accentuated when that individuality is blurred by family similarities, as though the differences are heightened. Most beguiling about a show like Northumbrian Connections is the opportunity to chase connections, a fleeting resemblance, like a smile or a frown that flickers through a family, through a great assortment of facial features, and, often, employed for very distinct moods, and in different circumstances, and yet emerges as unself-conscious, and as natural to those within that family as to be invisible. At Gallery at NO.6 High Street, Wooler, Northumberland NE71, 6 by until November 16th. Open Tuesdays to Saturdays 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. www.jonesnick.wordpress.com/2024/09/18/Northumbrian Connection/Robert Powell.